Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio. I think I'm supposed to say something funny here.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin White Plume Mountain. Previously,
you take 2 points of damage.
Oh boy.
Man, we could have taken this town easy. Why'd you surrender the first
one? I thought they were tough, but they're actually piss.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go to that magistrate who wanted to hang us. He was rude.
Yeah.
As you start searching the town, you find it's a ghost town. Everyone's left after it looked like the guard were going to lose.
Can I see the town or like evidence of the burning?
Well, after a little while, you will see the columns of smoke.
They did the town.
Just a flashback again.
The temple burned down.
Hey, heal yourself.
Huh?
Heal yourself.
Fuck you.
What? Huh? Mm?
Who said anything?
Say that out loud.
I mutter it under my breath.
Damn it, you definitely heard it. Dusha, so did you.
I want to look at Adam.
The man looks like an old-fashioned knight, and the woman his princess.
All right.
How'd you guys get here?
I'm very glad. I'm scared for any of us to die, because then it's just Adam doing the dungeon while we do silly voices. She was a great warrior soldier, fought in the Werewolf Centaur Wars.
Yeah.
Well, I think she got captured, if memory's correct.
Yeah.
The princess and her knight face off against you. She casts a spell, and you see the man in armor begin to speed up unnaturally so. His attacks become faster and faster and faster until it seems like he's moving double his regular speed.
Oh, quick.
What?
Then it is... Oh, Adam. Adam still can't... Adam, he's just going to chill.
He's like, not too hot for me.
He doesn't want to step into the fire. He's going to wait till you guys have a beachhead. Then it is Dusha's turn.
I'm going to attack the lady because she's casting spells and I hate that.
You can't get to her. You'd have to go through him.
Fine, I attack him.
Go twice. Through him.
You can. So if you want, you can attack him or you can shove him back to try and start moving into the room.
But if I shove him, that's my...
You can't attack.
Fuck that. I'm not wasting my time. Just
if
shove
you shove him.
Him,
I can get in there.
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Oh, I'm going to hit him with my axe. He's probably going to move anyway.
Yeah, that seems about right.
You get 2 critical hits.
Hey.
Nice.
You get 20. A critical hit on a 19 as well.
Hey.
But your third attack will be a miss.
Tough boy Safari.
Oh, you only get 2. Hey, don't cheat.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It sucks that this man's very dead.
They're both called forearm blows. You hit both of his arms.
Aww.
Forearm blow triple damage. Forearm blow quadruple damage.
You fucked up his left arm a lot more than his right.
This man's arms just explode and he dies.
Oh, I needed them to lift.
That's where my hands end. Come on.
That's where my hands end. Rude.
Rude ass.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 times 3 is 24. 21. Oh, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. I'm thinking of 7 times... 8 times 3. Pardon me.
You're 10, pardoned?
Yeah, I totally
20.
Oh,
23 boy. Plus 21. 44 okay. Points of damage.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
He is still standing.
Oh, boy.
Chopped off his arms. That's good.
No, what? I don't think I did.
You chop into one of his arms and then chop into the other one. You destroy this man's arms, but through possibly only muscle memory that exists from below his elbow, he is still holding onto his swords. His strikes now, though, become more like, less like holding a weapon, more like throwing his arms at you.
Ew!
Hell yeah!
That was Dusher. Jackson, it's your turn.
Let's use Guardian of Faith and see what it does.
Huh?
Point at the ceiling, cast
what level
a spell.
Is it?
Fourth.
How many fourth level spells do you get?
I get two, but I've had multiple rests.
Yeah. You've been a sleepy boy. Because you can't sleep. There must be just like, I mean, you sit down and for a moment you're like, oh, I know everything again.
I got him back.
Hmm.
That's right. Hey, Adam, what does the spell silence do?
Shush.
It's the shushums spell.
Does it shush me or others, though?
Shush is in an area.
Good.
Any spell that requires a verbal component,
yeah,
cannot happen in that area.
Okay.
Get Adam caught. Cast silence. He can't say shit. Stab out.
Tear his throat out. Die a peaceful death.
You, whatever you would die of, it would not be peaceful. A golden spectral guardian appears between the two enemies. You wouldn't know on their turn, but momentarily the spectral guardian will attack both of them.
Cool.
And that was Jackson's turn. Zammit.
Can I get to the and help Dusha and stab the boy?
I'd allow it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get there and be like, huh.
Dusha, you take 4 points of damage for being in the fire, and Zammit, you will also take 1 point of damage for being in the fire.
I will do Fighting Spirit.
Mm-hmm, to give yourself advantage?
Yes. And I will also Action Surge, so I'll attack him 6 times.
Heck yeah.
And those are the sounds I make.
I imagine. Like a fighting game character where you're spamming a move.
Yeah.
Yeah!
First attack. Miss.
Damn.
Second attack. Miss.
Bullshit.
Third attack. What's his AC now? Because it gets a bit higher. Ooh, it's quite high.
Aww.
He has a higher AC for being buffed.
Aww. Lame.
I hope they're all misses.
That's going to be a hit.
Yay! In your face, Rich Casino.
You deal 10 points of damage.
Shut up.
Your fourth attack will be a miss. Your fifth attack, a hit.
Yeah.
You down him.
Hell yeah. Eat shit, old man.
Mm.
He collapses.
I assume he's an old man.
Yeah. Can I pick up his swords?
You already have 2 swords.
Yeah, I want to pick him up.
All right, well, you can pick up one of the swords this turn. Long sword or the short sword, it's up to you.
Probably long sword.
All right.
Can I hold 2 long swords?
No, you can't. It's too big.
Okay. I'll put the long sword in my backpack.
Okay.
Good idea.
Burkett is incapacitated now. Snarla is distraught over the defeat of her lover.
I'm sorry.
Don't hide in a cave, then. What do you expect?
Yeah. You fight at us.
If you live in a cave, you'll die.
What?
Just science. Just the natural law of the land. Name one thing that lives in a cave and doesn't eventually die.
Adam just made an O sound.
Moss?
Snarla turns around and goes back into the room she was. There's a room behind you guys, or behind this current one.
Okay.
She retreats further into the dungeon.
Are we still in initiative?
Yeah.
I would say so, yes. She will, however, need to make a dexterity saving throw, actually. Otherwise, she'll take 20 radiant. She fails. She takes 20 points of radiant damage.
Got her.
Eat shit, wolf
lady. She just walks straight into a trap?
As she retreats, the guardian that Jackson summons swipes at her, striking her, dealing 20 points of radiant damage. When she enters that room, you hear an awful snarling sound as if she's changing, but you don't know what that could be about.
I wonder.
Maybe there's also a wolf in there that
she knows. Is the guy dead yet?
He's down, yes.
Is he dead or is he down?
He's down in saving throws. So it's...
Didn't I have an extra attack?
Yes.
I would have stabbed him at least once.
All right, well, he's dead. He's dead. Dead.
Yes!
Yeah. Good as. Put on his armor.
I might.
Do it.
Pretend it's to be your that lady's better. Husband.
Oh. Remember your armor's magical?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam says that... Adam actually says that as he approaches.
That's a hunch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember? Yeah.
Can I put it on and go in there and spook his wife?
No. I'm you your can, husband. However, go in there and kill her.
Good. I hope I die. I go in through the door.
Adam, well, it's not your turn yet. We're still in initiative. Adam takes 4 points of damage for being in the fire. Don't venture too far from me. I need you to keep me alive for the rest of this dungeon.
Hey, if I consider Adam my enemy, would my radiant soul attack him?
No, it unfortunately wouldn't, because you're not allowed to consider him. Well, you mentally can, but for the effects of spells, he needs to be considered a friend.
You're like, think the shin.
Very sad, my radiant.
Oh,
you gotta be very fucking clever.
I gotta figure this out.
I have faith in you.
I'll get him, don't worry.
Hang on, wait. I need to make some quotes for something.
I'm excited. I assume the quotes for when I fail miserably to kill Adam. This will be cathartic for both of us, Adam. It'll be good.
It's really not a fair fight. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
That's true.
There's no rules for this. I'm making them up as I go, and I'm making them favor me.
I know. I like those odds.
You just... All right. Anyway, then it is... So that was Adam's turn. Dusha, it's yours.
I point to the maybe werewolf.
Maybe we should kill our dogs. Shouldn't leave that loose end. Just to get to the door is your movement. You can look through, but you can't attack. So if she isn't immediately at the door, no good.
All right, well, let's do that anyway.
All right. You open the door and you encounter the true form of Snarla.
Oh,
she
no.
was a werewolf all along.
What? Holy shit, Dungeons and Dragons, you're crazy.
Does that mean that other guy was a wolf?
No.
No, he was just a guy.
He was just a guy. Right. Yeah, they fucking though.
That's tight, bro. That's tight.
They fuck.
Yeah.
I hope Adam is saying this in.
They fucking though. I can tell.
Adam makes Jackson fist bump out.
Yeah, every
fucking. They fucking. You know it. All right. Dusher, you can't attack her. It's like I'm looking at the map. The door looks perfectly positioned. So that you just wouldn't be able to reach around to get her.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you could still get into the room, and that would be your entire movement, or you can stay where you are. It's up to you. It's largely irrelevant.
Maybe move back to the boy who's like...
Yeah, I'll make him a step back to the boy.
All right, you'd have to move next to the boy, because you can't be in the boy.
That's fair.
He physical.
Yeah. Boy good, though, because then, you know...
Yeah, he protect me a bit if she comes attacks.
Yeah. That was Dusher. Jackson, it's your turn. Yeah, you can go in there and kill her if you want.
All right.
If you want.
Oh, no, I'm good.
We'll get out of the corridor at least.
Okay. Dude, right. She's got it.
I'm not doing anything.
It's your turn.
Can I loot the corpse of boy that died?
You can if you want. You might want to step out of the corridor to do that. You can get another sword.
Yes.
You can't take his armor off. That'll
Adam, are you
rounds.
Standing in a fire still?
Well, it's not been his turn. Well, it's actually now. Snarla goes first then.
Are they magical or whatever? Any of his shit?
No. Nope.
Can I, like, stand next to the, like, sort of in front of the, you know, our good
here?
Angel boy?
Yeah, you can move there.
And
that's
hold,
cool.
I guess, yeah, that's all I want to do.
All right.
I can't hold my action to, if she appears, hit her, yeah?
No, you can't, unfortunately. You can't hold your action and do something in a turn, unfortunately. Right. All right. She comes through the doorway.
Yeah.
I need to quickly look up the spell because I don't know if she takes damage now.
Hey, idiot.
Hey, Dumbo.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Yep, she needs to roll again. She fails again. The Guardian deals another 20 points of damage to her.
She Heck bleeding? Yeah.
She's taking a lot of fucking damage.
Good.
But then she launches upon Zammit.
No!
Oh! Hey, maybe you get werewolfism. That's pretty cool.
Hey.
If I get bit, is it like a con saving throw to not be a werewolf? Because I'm bad at that.
I don't know. I gotta assume.
Yes.
You're gonna be a wolf man.
Oh,
Wolfman Jones, baby.
Finally, a character I play becomes a were creature.
It has been your dream since day one.
So It's happened so often.
She cannot sink her fangs or her claws into you through your incredibly good armor.
Just
your
get
magical
nude.
Armor.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
There's Put your hand in her mouth.
There's no time for fucking around, man. Just get bit. If I was you, I'd be naked as hell right now.
Yeah.
Adam moves in here.
Waggling your dick.
Yeah.
Bite it. Go on.
Turn me into a wolf dick. Wait.
She buys your dick clean off. It doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You've changed.
You only get a dick when you're a werewolf.
You've changed me irrevocably. I am something other now, thanks to you.
You wanted to be a werewolf, now you're a eunuch. Not a ball or a penis in sight.
One nut, that's all I got left.
Magic goes awry in Adam's hand as he tries to cast the spell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. all three of you see something weird happen with the weave of magic as Adam tries to cast the spell. God, this is a difficult one.
Oh,
I get a bad boy card.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Adam blinks, and you see... who's standing near him? Jackson, you hear him say, "I forgot the spell."
Did you just lose that spell?
He just lost that spell until he relearns it.
That's amazing.
What spell was it?
He don't know.
Ray of Frost. Well, yeah, he doesn't know, but it's Ray of Frost.
Hey, you love that spell. Loved.
Yeah, loved. I must remember, because I'm not going to spend the time to... What? Holy shit! Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Adam's armor class is 6.
Wow.
What?
Because he's got a dex of -4.
Oh.
So, 10, -4.
6, yeah.
Did that just happen now, or did...
I just noticed.
Okay.
No one's physically attacked him yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Dusha, it's your turn?
Not yet.
Battle Axe the Wolf.
Hit. Critical.
Ooh,
your first attack deals 7 points of damage, badly wounding her. She was already really badly wounded. She took 40 points of damage from the Spectral Guardian. But then, with your second axe blow...
Fuck up her forearm!
Yeah.
What is it with you and arm? Disarmed. Quadruple damage, and if the damage the target takes is equal to or greater than half of their maximum hit points, they lose an arm or hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to happen, but it's kind of irrelevant.
Because I've just killed her.
Max damage. You deal 44
Jesus!
Points of damage, killing her.
Oh, you lopped off her arms.
Hell yeah, and killed.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Her and her husband, that's good.
Yeah, you did a matricide.
Yeah.
But of a whole marriage.
Till death do us part, but now...
You killed a marriage.
They were fucking. Adam told me.
Yeah.
They fucking.
They're gross.
Hey, try and
Jackson,
drink her blood, see if you become a
heal
werewolf.
Yourself, heal Dusha, heal Zamet.
Yeah, I do. Adam
directs you.
Yeah.
He tells you how much to heal.
let's search this room and there's a bed
You cast a third level spell on both the boys and your... No, on both the boys and a second level spell on yourself.
Okay. Let's loot this room and there's a bed and maybe go to sleep.
I don't think we want to sleep in here.
No, don't want to board up the place?
We could. I'm just worried about something coming in after us.
Yeah, fair enough. Whatever you say, King Adam.
The people in the town
are not a problem.
No. Adam says the people in the town, and then just like has a moment to himself and says, the people in the town said that it would be safer. They gave us probably before they knew us, gave us good advice.
Oh, the people in the town thought it was safe in the town.
Yeah, the people don't know what safety looks like.
Is that it? You recover 16 hit points?
Yeah.
Dusha, you recover. God, you're so bad at healing. 11 hit points. This is a
third level spell.
Such a high level spell, and it's not doing anything. While you're healing them, you recover. You recover 8 hit points. That does so. When you heal someone else, you also get healed.
Yeah.
8 hit points sounds like a lot, seeing as how you already healed them. If you had a positive wisdom, that 8 would have been 24.
That's amazing.
Then you heal yourself for 11 hit points.
I've always wanted to see someone play a cleric right.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Do I have animate dead?
Yeah.
I would like to animate one of them.
Okay.
Now I'll have a slave.
Which one?
Let's bring the werewolf lady back. Maybe she can still become a fucking werewolf.
Seems like a bad idea that I'm very on board with.
I don't know if she can become a werewolf again. I'm fucking no, but maybe. Hey, I'm Rich Casino.
No, you're Jackson.
No, I'm Rich fucking Casino, idiot. I'm just also dead. I'm Jackson Rich Casino Phillips.
Would you like to turn it into a skeleton or a zombie?
Let's go zombie.
Zombie? All right.
Mostly because I figure a skeleton can't transform into a werewolf.
But what if?
Yeah, let's go skeleton. That'll be cool to see.
A hairy skeleton that howls.
It'll be a wolf skeleton.
Yeah, I love that you think it just becomes a regular werewolf. I'm alive again, but only for my werewolf life. My werewolf life.
So
where next?
We could always loot this room. / There's beds. We could sleep if we wanted to rest.
I don't need to sleep. So I don't give a fuck what you do.
I don't know if I'm injured. I forget. I think I'm good, actually.
You're sitting pretty at 47 health.
Yeah, healthy boy.
Well, let's just keep going then.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, we should keep moving. Let's have another look at those doors.
I agree. Is there anything in this room?
Has the flames stopped in the other room? Are we about to walk through fire again?
It eventually burns out.
Oh, okay.
There was a chest or something. Yeah, I don't know. Look.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Just looking at the map is all.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
Adam, you're
I'm just glad to still be alive, which is
Adam,
a surprise.
Adam, you're king leader. It's fine.
In the first room, turning over the rooms, in the first one, you find a couple of benches and a table, upon which is a large candlestick worth 10 gold and Snarla's spellbook. The book contains spells that she's prepared and no others. Okay.
Am I the only one who can use it? I snatch it.
No.
Ah!
He says, give it here.
Hand it over.
Hey, Rich Casino.
Yeah?
What happened to you having free will?
How about you shut the fuck up?
Turn around.
I turn around.
Adam puts the candlestick in your backpack.
I don't want this.
Leave it.
You see our pack mule?
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't you fucking dare.
Do we have any extra backpacks? Adam says, and the DM asks. I forget.
Oh,
you didn't
no,
come away
didn't.
With anything.
No, we didn't.
No, unfortunately.
All right, cool.
I see your plan, though, and I am not here for it.
Is there any backpacks in the room?
Oh, also, while that's happening, you place black gem upon Snarla's head, and you fill her with a foul mimicry of life. Instead of how you came back, Snarla, as she, quotation marks, stands up, her flesh slews away and the skeleton remains as it comes to a complete
fucking stand. Sick.
Gross.
Good.
I always heard that word as like sloughs away.
I always read it as slough. So,
yeah. Anyway.
Doldusha?
Slicks.
Ah.
The skin slicks off her body and into the sea.
All right. I need to quickly read up on something because Adam's about to trigger a trap.
All right.
Oh, no.
Good.
No, yeah, if he dies, you die.
Yeah, good. Anything's Jackson, better than this.
Jackson doesn't care. He'd rather die.
He hates his false life.
I hate this false life. I have to do everything he says.
It's not really living.
But then you also have a dead person you can now animate, right?
Yeah.
Or you've animated.
Yeah, I got Bone Girl. But do you know how much I would love to have eaten that spell book? Consumed the magic with him, but alas,
it's in your bag or something instead.
I think just Adam's got it.
Perfect.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
How's that candlestick going?
Heavy.
Yeah, good.
10 gold, though, which I guess I won't get.
No, the dead don't spend.
Yeah.
That's what they say about the dead. The dead don't spend and the living don't save. That's true.
Shut up.
Nah, I'm with him. Shut up, Adam says.
I'd be quiet. I hate this.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Adam, as he's about to open the book, quickly shuts it. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
He what? What was that, Adam?
Nothing for you to worry about.
Okay. I'm very, very worried. Because as the only man who planned on getting out of this alive, no offense, I'm quite strong. I worry that this book is going to negatively impact my chances.
Tell you what, so long as you don't try to steal it from me, everything's fine, isn't it?
I don't trust the party I'm in, and I hate that.
I don't trust him either.
You're not allowed to
kill
talk.
Kill him!
You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, you just said be quiet. That's vague.
Yeah, all right. So, of all the interpretations be quiet could have meant, when you yell, kill him, what interpretation are you taking there, Jack?
Be quiet for a bit. Be quiet till you have something to say.
Adam puts the book in Jackson's backpack.
Is that heavy too?
Yeah.
Can I have a look?
I can't talk, apparently. I turn around.
You don't want to have a look at it.
I turn around. Why not? And offer my backpack.
All right, Adam steps outside of the room.
Tell me what's in the book.
A trap.
What? Okay. Why are we keeping the book if it's trapped?
Because maybe we can use it.
Give it to someone, a curious person like yourself who wants to know what's in the book.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Desperately did you want to open that book just
I'm going to hold on to the book. Will that set off the trap if I'm just holding it?
I think it's better if the person who understands the trap has the trap. But you can hold on to it if you really want.
Will that set off the trap? You understand the trap. Why are you not communicating with me?
Adam smiles the same way Adam's smiling right now. And he says, buddy, if you want to hold on to the book, that's fine. I don't mind.
How much health you got, Jack?
Probably good. I don't know. I give you a shrug and like give you a thumbs up. I don't give a shit. If you kill me, good. Except I don't say that. But I convey it with my eyes.
You gesture.
Adam gestures to the room past you, Dusha, and says, we still have another room to search. Would you at least like to finish looting before you kill yourself?
You're very funny, Adam. And I liked having you in the party until now. Because I just realized you're not sharing information. I hate that. Fine, I leave the book in the backpack, but all of a sudden I'm... Not
I look
happy.
Sad.
I look grumpy. What's this lack of teamwork shit all about?
Only the brass chest appears to be... Who's first into the room?
I go
Adam.
You tell me.
It's Dusha? Either Ad, it's either.
Oh, you just said, Dusha, would you like to finish looting? JD, you in?
Well, but the thing is, the way we're standing...
No,
because if we're standing the way that we're... Wait, which room are we going into?
This...
The room just past where you are right now. The bedroom where Snarla retreated to.
You are party tank.
Yeah,
go in the room,
I
you
would
coward.
Be, yeah, I would be first in. Because if we're going the other way, I'd be like, well, no, if Adam said that, I would have been following Adam.
True, fair.
But no, yes, I'm first in the room.
I'm looking forward to you getting...
Can you at least tell me if this trap's an explosive one or a poison one? Because it'll depend on how I want to use the book. Because, yeah,
it's
I'm going to use
it. It's an explosive one.
Okay, perfect. Good. That's all I wanted to know. I'm going to use it to blow up a chest or something. It'll be good.
Just blow up your chest.
There's a bedside table, a bed, and a chest. What's the first thing you walk towards?
Has the bedside table got a drawer in it?
Yep.
I open the drawer first.
All right. Who's second into the room?
Me.
All right. Rich Casino, you enter the room.
I'll crack open the chest. I ain't afraid of God.
All right. With Adam, Snarler, and Zammit nearly in the next room, but still standing at the threshold. Well, first off, Dusha, you open the bedside drawer. You find, I don't know, maybe like an old dime store novel. An old a silver store novel.
What's it called?
Is it more porno cards?
The Elf and the Elves Who Loved Me. It's on the cover is an obviously raging barbarian with a female elf pressed intimately against his bare chest.
I take this book.
Pornos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Book pornos.
We're getting so many pornos this adventure.
That's a horny one. Hope it's a mimic. That would be ideal.
Sweet release.
Sick.
Are you going to not fight?
He has
we'll
to.
We'll see. I have to.
If Adam says so. If Adam's distracted.
Yeah, well, we should make a deal, you and I.
Maybe if someone put a book in Adam's mouth and blew it clean off.
Just leaping on top of Adam and shoving the book in his mouth. Read it!
As you open that chest, Jackson... Mm? A cloud of noxious gas fills your room and the room that Adam and Zammit are in.
This chest just had gas in it.
Do you need to breathe?
Those who need to breathe leave both rooms and enter the hallway gagging.
What's even wrong?
Oh man!
Search it, Adam yells from a distance. Search it and bring me its contents.
I search it.
You find 400 electrum pieces, 300 gold pieces, and 7 gems worth 1,300 gold.
Cool. Can't wait to sell that to the town.
I come in and I dump them at your feet.
All right. Turn around, Adam says.
I turn around.
Adam puts them in your backpack.
It's heavy.
Shut up.
Whose side are you on?
Even he isn't on your side anymore.
I'm just real upset to be in this pot. You just gassed me. Why would I be happy to see you? I
wanted to see what was in the chest. I don't know.
Check for traps, idiot.
I don't have fucking time. Anyway, let's keep going the other direction.
At least I got a porno out of it.
Is it good?
I haven't read it yet.
Well, on the bright side, we now have another...
companion.
Yeah, companion.
Yeah, Nate.
Snarler,
plus, you know, we've got a place we can rest. If
wait,
we need
have
to.
We spoken to Snarler at any point?
She's a skeleton.
Hey, Scally, what's going
well,
on?
She goes, nack, 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 and does a little bone dance.
Sick. Hold this book.
You return to the main hallway with the barred door. Mm-hmm. Adam looks at you, Jackson, and says, get Snarler to test the door.
All right, Snarler, test the door.
Hey, that's good, because now you're being controlled to control your companion. You don't even have free will over that. You created, just to quote, hey, now I've got a slave too. Do you? Or does now Adam have two?
I could tell the slave to run away, but then I guess Adam could tell me to make it come back. Gave Adam more power.
Yep. This gave Adam a second member of his army.
As Snarler pushes upon the door... A bit of water washes back in, but the door, sure enough, opens inwards.
Ew.
You, at first, perhaps thought that the door was in some way maybe locked or impassable, but actually all it took was a bit of shoving to get it open. The door obviously is meant to form a seal to keep water out, and sure enough, as Snarler opens it, a water rushes through. You notice that the door is designed such that it has a lip on the other side that completely covers the doorway, making a seal against water, basically.
Okay.
This reveals a small chamber with a second similar door. All right.
Damn.
Adam says, let's continue this process, shall we?
Yeah.
What will our heroes and their zombie companions find behind the next door? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin White Plume Mountain.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.